Still on planet Earth is because God is not through with you yet. There's a better place. There is a future. There is something that He still wants to do with you. That is why you are still here. So when God says come and begin to adjust your mind, what He's telling us is there is a brighter future. And we can go to the scripture we saw in the life of the children of Israel, Israelites, the children of God. He said to them, I'm taking you to a better place. But many of them couldn't enter into their better place as a result of the way they were thinking. So now God has spoken to us in this house, giving us the scriptures that it's time for us to think differently. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, please think differently this year. Because if you think differently, you would do things differently. Your thought determines your actions. As a man thinketh, so is he. Look at yourself right now. Actually, look at yourself. Just look at yourself. Look at who you are. You are the product of your thought. If you can think better, if your thought can change, you would be amazed. You change as well. Because your thought is the instrument through which you can bring forth a change. There is no way you can be better than what you're thinking. So if you're not satisfied with the way you are, the problem is not God. Somebody say amen. The problem is you are not thinking the mindset. There's a blockage. There's something there. And please, this affects everyone. Whether you're big, small, little, whatever. That's why even in the corporate world, in the business world, they invest a lot of money on strategy. Strategy is about thinking. They pay them huge amount of money. They call them CEOs, MD, consultants, and whatever it is they call them. But please believe me, all they are doing is somebody is sitting and thinking. And because they think, then as a result of the thought, they can change organizations, they can change companies. So anything you're looking at and you're not satisfied with, whether it's in your life or whatever area, I want you to know that the scripture or God has wired us up in such a way that He says if we can adjust our mind, then we can make it to the future. Somebody say amen. So therefore, I want to start a series on wisdom. Somebody say amen. And the reason why I want to start the series on wisdom is because the Bible made us understand in Proverbs chapter 4. He said, wisdom is the principal thing. Hallelujah. Now, if we go back to the fact that we have been looking at, you know, this change of mind and everything, many a times in the church, we talk about things, but it's an abstract. It's not real. So people cannot relate with it. So, for example, if I challenge you right now and I say, what does it mean to renew your mind? How can I renew my mind? What am I supposed to do to renew my mind? And please understand this. I don't want you to take it for granted that it's so easy to renew your mind. Somebody say amen. Because naturally, people are always comfortable with the old rather than the new. Why? Because when you are used to a particular lifestyle, when you are used to a way of doing things, the question is, you're wondering, why do I have to change? Because I've been coping. But the people that makes the difference in our world today are the people that are always ready to change. Somebody say amen. The people that makes difference, that influence the world, the people that kind of the global figures are people that are never comfortable with yesterday. They are always looking for tomorrow. What is new? Never satisfied.